It is 4:18. Time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it was on this day in 1718 that the city of New Orleans was founded by French colonists.
Now, different than the city of New Orleans, the train.
Correct.
This is the actual city.
That
city.
You're talking about. Right.
This is the city.
Different.
City. New
yeah. The
city. I gotcha.
Have you ever been there?
Never been to New Orleans.
Oh, we went there a few years ago. It's beautiful.
Beautiful city.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Okay.
So it was the territorial capital of French Louisiana before becoming part of the United States in the Louisiana Purchase of 1803. During the War of 1812, the last major battle was the Battle of New Orleans in 1815.
Okay.
Throughout the 19th century, New Orleans was the largest port in the southern U.S., exporting most of the nation's cotton output and other farm products to Western Europe and New England. In 1840, New Orleans was the third most populous city in the United States.
Wow.
And it was the largest city in the American South from the antebellum era until after World War II. Now, New Orleans is world famous for its abundance of architectural styles that reflect the city's multicultural heritage.
Mm-hmm.
According to the National Register, New Orleans has 20 historic districts, and that is more than any other city in the United States.
So much historicness.
Yes. The city is, of course, known for its Mardi Gras celebrations, but it can't actually take credit for creating that tradition. The annual celebration actually originated in Mobile, Alabama in 1703.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Today, at least 1 million visitors take to the streets of New Orleans during Mardi Gras to participate in the city's iconic parades and festivities. Much of the celebrations are centered around Bourbon Street there in the French Quarter.
Yeah.
You might think the street was named for the liquor, which would make a lot of sense because there's tons of bars and restaurants down there.
I'm wrong.
But after the city was founded in 1718, the French engineer laying out the streets named it after the French royal family that was ruling at the time, which was the House of Bourbon.
Really? The House of Bourbon?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a cool restaurant, the House of Bourbon.
It does.
I would go there.
Me too. So the modern version of poker was invented in New Orleans.
That sounds
and
right.
It's also where craps took off, too.
What did?
The dice game?
Craps. Oh,
yeah.
Right. I got you.
Poker's French predecessor dates back to the 17th century. When French colonists brought the game to New Orleans, English-speaking settlers changed the name to poker and created the modern features of the game still played today. And craps got its name from the French word for toad, which is crapaud.
For toad?
Yeah, because it was in reference to the original style of play by people crouched over a floor or sidewalk.
They look like a toad?
I guess they look like toads. Yeah, apparently.
All right, Sarah.
New Orleans is home to the bridge with the longest continuous span over water in the world. The Lake Pontchartrain Causeway consists of two parallel bridges that are 24 miles long.
Wow.
And it connects New Orleans with its suburbs on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, the food in New Orleans is delicious and perhaps the most distinctively recognized regional cuisine in the United States.
Okay.
Dishes invented in New Orleans include po' boy and muffaletta sandwiches, oysters Rockefeller, and bananas Foster, among many others. Now, it was people from Nova Scotia, Canada, that brought other French customs like the beignet to Louisiana and New Orleans
the
in
beignet.
The 18th century. You know what a beignet is?
I don't know
it's what like
a beignet
is. It's like fried dough, basically, and powdered sugar. Yeah.
Okay.
The beignet is the official state donut of Louisiana.
Okay.
And it's one of only two official state donuts. You know the other one? Do you know what the other one is?
No.
The Boston Cream Donut.
And that's
Massachusetts. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
So New Orleans has always been a significant center for music with its intertwined European, Latin American, and African American cultures. It was the site of the very first opera house in the United States.
Really?
And the city is also the birthplace of jazz with brass bands. Decades later, it was home to a distinctive brand of rhythm and blues that contributed greatly to the growth of rock and roll. In addition, the nearby countryside is the home of Creole music, Zydeco music, and the Delta blues.
So much culture, Sarah.
Yes.
So much culture. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the New Orleans, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song by a musician from New Orleans about New Orleans.
Okay, very New Orleans-y.
Walking to New Orleans by Fats Domino.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Fats Domino walking to New Orleans. Sarah, do tell us why. Do remind us, I should say. Why do we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about New Orleans.
Yeah, of
because
course.
The city was founded on this day in 1718.
1718.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, New Orleans has 20 historic districts, more than any other city in the U.S.
The modern version of poker was invented in New Orleans.
And it was the site of the very first opera house in the U.S.
So much class.
So much music. Different kinds of music. Yeah.
New Orleans. And you said that they hose down Bourbon Street every morning just to kind of get all the the nastiness.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The debris.
Yeah. Debris.
Debris.
You can call it
road.
That, I guess.
All right. Folks want to learn more about New Orleans, Sarah, where can they go? What can they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. And if you look back to yesterday, you can learn more about those California sea lions.
You sure can.
As well. All right. Very good. You're doing different parts of America, but this is not a theme week of any kind that we're doing.
No.
It just happens to be.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll see. All right. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate you coming in today.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the sunshine. It's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous
out.
Yeah.
Me. All right. Elton John on the way. We'll do some Fleetwood Mac here in just a few minutes as we continue and work our way to 5 o'clock in the legendary Drive at 5.